Thai Foreign Minister Napadon Patama said he was resigning and taking responsibility for signing a communique with Cambodia concerning a 900-year-old Khmer temple. But Napadon, who returned overnight from Canada after the Phra Rian temple was granted World Heritage status, said he had not betrayed the nation by signing the agreement with Cambodia earlier this year. The agreement enabled Phnom Penh to seek World Heritage status for the temple, which Thailand had in the past challenged because of a border dispute. But Napadon denied Thai territorial sovereignty had been impeded by signing the agreement. Earlier this week, the Constitution Court found him guilty of violating the Thai Constitution by not submitting the agreement to Parliament. A representative for Human Rights Watch in Thailand, Sunai Pasok, said the court's decision and Napadon's resignation severely weakens the five-month-old government of Prime Minister Samak Sundaravit.
The court ruled that foreign minister has taken action in violation of the constitution by signing an agreement, international agreement, without consulting the parliament. The cabinet endorsed it. The government has lost its credibility completely. So now this government is already a lame duck.
There is mounting pressure on Mr. Samak to undertake a wider cabinet reorganization in an effort to restore public confidence in the administration. The government has faced street protests from groups criticizing its close links with former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, who is facing several charges of corruption. Chulalongkorn University political scientist Titanan Ponsudarak says Mr. Samak's government faces a struggle of survival over the next several months.
Samak, at minimum, will have to carry out a major reshuffle to overhaul his cabinet. But that would only buy him some time, but it would not end the protest in the streets against his government and against his cabinet. So Samak, down the road, I think his days are numbered.
Several other major court decisions, including the findings this week that a key executive member of the governing party had breached electoral laws, may lead to the People's Power Party being banned. Mr. Samak is also facing corruption investigations for his term as Bangkok governor. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.